You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Throughout the entire pre-draft process, a guy that I looked at, watched the tape, and said, I would probably take him at 2. AZ being pushed up talent-wise because of the quarterback position, you could make that argument. But it was someone that I looked at and said, in a Kevin Stefanski offense, he's more than a Dylan Gabriel-type quarterback. He's a guy who can raise the ceiling of the expectations of the position in that style of offense. Because really, the ceiling is quite low in a Kevin Stefanski offense for a quarterback. There's just, I guess, I don't even know that I want to consider it the ceiling, but it really, the floor is through the bottom. You just have to do what's exactly asked of you, and the ceiling's not far from it. I think a quarterback like Shador Sanders was able to raise the ceiling for that offense and be able to put you in a position in the long term to have an answer at quarterback, to be somebody that you can trust in. He's not just another name. But obviously the draft plays out, and you look at this thing, and Shador falls all the way to the 5th round where the Browns make the decision to go get him. But we talked about how difficult this makes the entire process. How now you have to look at the quarterback room and make the decision on Shador Sanders. Is he a 5th round pick? Does he come in lower in camp than Dylan Gabriel, as the pick would suggest? Or is this somebody that you just take a pure look at the talent and say, here's what we have. The 5th round pick means nothing, and you're coming in to be the highly touted prospect that you were. Because that, I think that changes the entire conversation on where you look right now for the Browns quarterback position. Because a lot of the battle is it Dylan Gabriel or is it Shador Sanders? And then beyond that, who's going to start the season? I think most of us would recognize there's not a great chance that the Browns go out there and start a rookie week one, right? That Shador's not under center, Dylan Gabriel's not under center, but instead turn it either over to Shador, or excuse me, to Joe Flacco or to Kenny Pickett. One of those two guys is going to be your starter week one. But I guess then the question that rises behind it is whether or not Shador's in that mix as a first, second round type talent, or whether or not Shador has a long, long road ahead of him and is basically poised to be like other 5th round quarterbacks are, which is viewed for usually more often than not a long period of time as a backup quarterback waiting to get their shot. It's not every day that you go through and draft a guy in the 5th, 6th, 7th round and just turn the reins over to him. It would be more of an anomaly. And I think at some point, with the likelihood that you're probably not holding on to Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett as you get into the actual season, that one of those rookies is going to be the backup. And if I look at either quarterback in Flacco or Pickett, I would say there's an okay chance that either that quarterback does not perform well enough to actually be seated in that spot all season long, or the record just doesn't show the way that the Browns need it to show to feel like they're competing, and they feel like they have to see something from one of the rookies. One of those scenarios more than likely plays out, and in those cases, you end up with somebody who is drafted this year having to step onto the field. And if we're looking at Shador and we're looking at Dylan Gabriel, I think, again, this is why, as you go through and Dylan Gabriel being drafted in the third and Shador being drafted in the fifth, is this entirely confusing, jumbled mess to me. Because traditionally, the guy who was drafted higher would have the better chance to be sitting there and taking snaps under center immediately. But with Shador sliding as far as he did, and really, the Browns just proving to you that they like Dylan Gabriel more than they like Shador Sanders, or the prospect of having either one of them drafted in the third round, I think that makes this entire sort of conversation in this situation something that's really difficult to look at and difficult to analyze. Because I just don't know whether or not I'm looking at Shador as the guy that we were all looking at and saying, well, everybody's crazy. He's not a first-round pick. He's a second-round pick. Okay, even the Shador haters, right, the people who really didn't like him, were still sitting there admitting, oh, yeah, he's like a second-round talent. I don't like him very much. I would take him in, like, the second round. Nobody was going to bat and saying Shador Sanders is a fifth-round talent. I think, undeniably, that you look and the talent is there. The guy has the ability to play quarterback at a higher level than a lot of the quarterbacks that went in the same range as him. Either a round later, like guys like Kyle McCord, or the two rounds earlier, a round and a half earlier, and a guy like Dylan Gabriel. Typically, when you look in those spots of when guys are getting drafted that late, you're not taking starter-level talent. Those guys have gone off the board. And I'm not saying that Shador's ready to step onto the field and become a starter, but it sure does feel like he's a whole lot closer to doing that than a guy like Dylan Gabriel is. And that you would view at least the ceiling as a whole lot higher for Shador than Gabriel. So if it comes down to me and the way that I'm looking at it, I'm sitting here and making the decision to myself. The fifth round pick's not what's important. You're sitting there and you hear the way that Andrew Berry talked about it when he talked to Shador Sanders and tells him it's not about where you got drafted, it's about the fact that you're here and what you do now with being on the team. I know Andrew Berry doesn't give away a ton of these sort of secret messages about the player that he likes. He talked about Travis Hunter, clearly wasn't enough to keep him from going in drafting a quarterback, or trading away the pick, excuse me, for a Mason Graham in the fifth and taking the picks instead of what he described as the Shohei Ohtani of football. So it's difficult to read Barry as always and really get a feel on what he's saying. But if I had to take a guess, it's going and looking at the talent that is Shador and telling himself, the only thing that's a roadblock to you right now while you're here is the mentality that you come in with. If you come in and start acting really like either a first or a fifth round quarterback, you might be setting yourself up for failure. Look at yourself as someone who has a chance to compete and go and potentially in the future become a quarterback that's starting in the NFL, and keep your nose down and work for that. And there's a chance you get there. Now, everything Shador said leading up, after being drafted by the Browns, he handled it in, I think, a very professional way, where he's sitting there being like, yeah, I just got to go back to work. I'm going to do what's asked of me. All the things you expect to hear from a quarterback that's, you know, not ego-filled with being a first-round talent in his head. And even a lot of the times, those guys, give those same type of answers. So he went about the media perspective the entire right way. But when I come down to looking at Shedeur Sanders, are you a fifth-round pick or are you a first-round pick? Or first-round talent, second-round talent? How am I viewing you on this team? I'm viewing you as the talented quarterback that you brought in. Because ultimately, were there guys passing on Shedeur Sanders in the first round? Were teams going past him because they didn't feel like he was a good enough quarterback to take in that spot? Most definitely. I think that's undoubtedly true at this point. That you looked at it and said, yeah, listen, we got to go get some positions of need here, and Shador's not going to fill the need that we need him to fill, and there were definitely questions in his game. Do I think that as you got later in the draft, people were looking at the board and going, Shador's not talented enough to be drafted here in the third, fourth round? No, that was clearly something that was beyond football. And I think Albert Breer on yesterday with Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive sort of laid this out in a way that made a ton of sense in explaining why it is that Shedeur actually fell. Here we go.
After the second round, certainly, this became about everything else. And so, you know, if you want your backup quarterback to blend in with the furniture, this isn't the guy. Here's the other part, guys. Like, I think this is really where Shedeur's camp made the mistake. They operated as if he was a top five lock. And that was never the case. If you think that you're seen that way, well, you're sure you're going in the first round, and now, you know, you might be able to pick your spot. You might be able to say, okay, like, I'm going to handle this team this way and through this other team, and I don't need to couch out of that team, versus the way that everyone else in the draft handles this, which is, I'm on 32 job interviews, and I need to impress everybody. I am surprised he fell as far as he did. But I think the logic behind it 100% makes sense if you really think about it.
That's the exact thing. When you're taking a look at those third, fourth, fifth round quarterbacks, it becomes more than, well, who's the most talented guy in the room, even maybe at times when it shouldn't. Because am I taking a character concern for a guy that's going to sit on my bench, or am I going to take the quiet, head down, not going to cause a ruckus, not going to bring media attention type of guy to sit behind my starting quarterback? I think in a lot of those times, you're going to be looking for that quiet, reserved guy. Now, there was clearly a time in the fifth round where the Browns just went, all right, that's too far. That's way too far. We can't just continue to sit here and let this happen. You got to eventually go get the talent. And the Browns obviously decided it would be a good idea to go and do so. So I don't think it was something of, well, we're just going to go take him because it's a position of need for us and we're taking a random two spots and two shots on the board. I do truly think that they got to that point and probably ran out of guys that they really wanted to go after and said, what's the harm? We didn't have him graded as somebody we wanted in the first and second round. Wasn't worth going out and bringing the media attention to it as we got deeper and deeper in the third and the fourth round. But now the talent just discrepancy is so big between Shedeur Sanders and the only other guy we would take, you have to go get Shedeur Sanders. Because the media circus at this point is worth it. Maybe not a first round pick, maybe not a second round pick, but in the fifth round, talent just wins out. 216-474-0092. Are you viewing Shedeur Sanders as the position he was drafted or the prospect he was recruited to be? You can also get me on X at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C Jake, so we can do our social media reactions. Powered by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot of good stuff coming up for you guys tonight. We're going to talk to Spencer Davies, Cleveland Cavaliers on SI. We'll talk about a Cavs-Pacers series preview, what you saw in the last round and what the Cavs should look like going forward here. Station Buzz at 7:40. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring in Andrew Hody later on in the show for another edition of Change Your Mind. But right now, 216-474-0092. Are you looking at Shedeur Sanders as a fifth-round pick or the prospect that was supposed to be drafted in the first two rounds? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here in about 5 minutes. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. You can count on all of that being a factor. If you thought it was going to be a problem and you were convinced of a problem just because he got drafted in the fifth round, that does not go away. That's going to continue to be here. But as I look at him as the actual quarterback that he is, I think you still go out and view him as somebody, yes, if you're still going to have to sit behind the starters, but I'm not just going to throw you around and be like, well, Dylan Gabriel's ranked higher than the depth chart than you. And just because we drafted Dylan higher, that likely when things come around, I'm going to give Dylan the best shot. Right? He sort of gets the next up mentality as soon as we're ready to put in a rookie, because we said throughout the draft process we trusted him more. No, this is still all of the exact same thing we've been talking about all offseason long when it comes to the Browns and finding the answer at quarterback. We're still trying to find the long-term solution.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And respectfully, because I think Dylan Gabriel fits a lot and very well into the offense that is under Kevin Stefanski. And it, again, really fits all the physical traits that he has and the things that he does well. I don't look at Dylan Gabriel and say, have my quarterback of the future pinned right there ready to go for me. I look at Dylan Gabriel and I say, that's a kid who's not going to mess up a ton, is going to be a quality backup quarterback. And I look at Shador and I say, the ceiling is much higher. And if I'm trying to find my answer at quarterback, I'm worried about the ceiling. And drafting a guy in the third and the fifth round, didn't really think I was finding my long-term answer in the first place, but I'll be damned if I don't try. If I'm going to turn it over, I'm not just handing it to a guy that's likely going to be a sort of outplayed by anybody I'd be willing to draft later on. I'm giving the kid that we all looked at and at the very least said that's a second-round talent at quarterback, and I'm taking the stab at letting him go play. I'm not just handing this thing over to Dillon Gabriel. I'm handing it over to Shedeur Sanders because I know what the offense could potentially be. I know what potentially comes with getting him into a starting role. Do you increase the media circus? Sure. But if you weren't going to give him the opportunity, why draft him in the fifth round? Why not take a stab at a fifth round wide receiver? Why not take a stab and say, well, maybe we'll at least get offensive line depth? Those were all things that were open and available to you when you were ready to draft. I don't think you go and get Shedeur just to have him sit in the back end and not be given the chance. And it's not even that I have to hand it over to him or that it's an absolute given. I want to make it clear, he's still got to go out and earn it. But if he feels like he's capable of playing quarterback and he looks like he's on par or somewhere close with Gabriel, again, the ceiling is higher. The ability is higher that I'm just going and making the decision to say yes. It's going to be him. I'm putting it on his shoulders. Again, 216-474-0092. Do you view Shedeur Sanders as the prospect that you draft him as a fifth-round talent? Or are you looking at him in the pre-draft process and saying, no, that's the guy we've been looking at all along, and he's definitely first rookie quarterback up off the board? Go to the phones. BP's in Pepper Pike. What's going on, BP?
Hey, Jake. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Doing well, thanks. You know, I thought the Browns had some good draft picks, but, you know, when it came to that pick number 94, Dillon Gabriel, I mean, I was just, like, flabbergasted. You know, I mean, I was just, like, floored by that pick. Nobody had Dillon Gabriel as a top, you know, as one of the top seven or eight or nine quarterbacks. I mean, not... They had him at 7 or 8 or 9 or 10. They didn't have him as, you know, one of the top-tier quarterbacks. So I think the Browns, I think they really had their eye on Jalen Milroe, and then Milroe got picked at pick 92, two slots in front of Gabriel, and I think they kind of, like, just, like, panicked or something. I don't know what they did. But, I mean, I would love to know the reasoning behind why would they be taking the 5'11" Dillon Gabriel that nobody had rated that high. It just, I don't get it. And then it's almost like you almost wonder why they even bother with Shedeur Sanders, because they're just going to create all this controversy with, like, this huge quarterback controversy and all this, you know, chatter all over the United States. You know, everybody's talking about this thing now, not just here in Cleveland.
Right. I think when we looked at it, BP, honestly, a big part of it, and I'm going to play a clip here coming up in a couple of minutes that I think helps explain it. But I think, honestly, we looked at it, and it was probably a relatively short draft board for the Browns, where they had a few guys they really liked, were pretty determined to go out and get those guys. And Gabriel was just sort of next up, and they were saying, well, we're definitely going to go get him. And not to say they didn't want Jalen Milroe, because I'm sure he was in the conversation there the way they talked about him. But I think they just looked at it and said, well, Dillon Gabriel's next up on the board. Let's just go get him.
You know, my problem is, like, I talked with you about this months ago already, that I really like Jack Sawyer from Ohio State. And I said, I would love to get this guy in the draft. You know, I said, like, in the third round. And lo and behold, you know, he was there at pick 94. And, I mean, this guy, like, threw out the pitch at a Guardians game a month ago. This guy loved Cleveland. Like, you don't – he helped Ohio State win a freaking championship. Why didn't the Browns draft Jack Sawyer? I would love to – now the Steelers have him. You know what he's going to do with the Steelers? Help beat the Browns.
Yeah,
this is why the Browns just never, you just can never win with the Browns. I hate to say it, but if they had taken Jack Sawyer with the 94th pick and then grabbed Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round, that would be a win. But unfortunately, the Browns, in my opinion, got it wrong.
Yeah, and BP, we're on the same page, and I appreciate the call as always. We're on that. Like, I did not like the Dillon Gabriel pick. I made that very apparent on social media. I was not at all a fan of what I was looking at. But I do think that it comes down to really going in evaluating what you had on the board, and maybe that was going to be Milroe there, and it made a ton of sense to draft him where he was going. 94 had been a great spot, and then he's gone, and you looked at your short-order draft board sort of behind that, and you said, well, if Dylan Gabriel's next up, let's not pass on the opportunity to have him. We'll just go get him here, even if it is sort of above value. I want to get to a clip from, I explained it to BP. It's from Shador Sanders. He was on overtime, and he was sort of going through and explaining. It was a clip from his stream on the draft. And sort of the conversation that went down, the calls he was getting, and everything that played out because of it. And I think it was really interesting the way that he set it up, not only his mentality in the draft, which could be brought into question through this clip, but also sort of the thing I was alluding to, that I feel like it was a relatively short draft board for the Browns, and they didn't have any interest in taking guys late. Here's what Shador had to go and say. So, again, it's a phone call, the scratchy audio, but you hear it sort of laid out. Okay, this is the last player on Cleveland's board. That was the Dylan Sampson pick there early on in the draft, in the fourth round. So on day three, Sampson goes, and it's like, no, they're going to try to trade back into the fourth, which obviously turned into the top of the fifth. I think they just did some evaluation of where can we trade up, where can we get to, who can we get ahead of. And the Eagles are one of the key teams you probably wanted to get ahead of because they ended up taking Kyle McCord around later. But, okay, she just told me this is the last player on Cleveland's board, and then they're going to come up and try to get me. That's why I'm looking at it going, okay, well, if that's the last player, the quote-unquote last player on their board, they clearly didn't have very much intention on making picks late in that draft. They clearly had gone out and gotten the players that they wanted, and it feels like at that point, Shador was almost the toss-in. Right, he was the additional pick. It wasn't someone they wanted to commit to. They didn't view him maybe initially as a starting quarterback, but then probably in the same way that was explained there from Breer, as well as Robert Mays. Like, the third and fourth rounds for backups. Guys don't draft people like Shador Sanders that high with the idea that he's going to play behind them because the media attention that comes with it probably isn't worth it. So was he directly on the draft board of Cleveland? I know they looked at him, but was he somebody they circled and said, we got to have him? Maybe not. But there was clearly something there where they said, okay, it's at least worth the stab. It's at least worth the stab to have him because of what the upper end potential can be. If he's somewhere between a backup and a starter, maybe he can go prove it to us. But I think it's very clear the Browns had run through their draft board. As you look at where Gabriel was drafted, I don't think it was a third-round grade put on the Browns for Dylan Gabriel. I think it was a very short sort of board for the team. And then they go through and evaluate it and say, all right, well, short board. You know, even if we had Gabriel going in the next round, you know, later on in the fourth, well, he's here to us at the third, and we're pretty sure we can get Sampson there. And we really like him and don't want to miss out on the opportunity. Let's just go get him. And I think that's what happened. But that doesn't place him above Shador Sanders in my eyes. 216-474-0092. Should the Browns give Shador Sanders a chance before Dylan Gabriel? Eddie Jackson, I see a guy sitting there on the line. We'll get to you guys coming up here in 5 minutes as well as dig a little deeper on this. It's Jake Volnick with the guys right here on Overtime on the Fan. Again, that's coming your way at 8 o'clock. But right now, sort of weighing the differences in if we're looking at Shador versus Dylan Gabriel, almost where you go and which guy should have the edge. And again, I'm locked in still saying I'm taking Shador. I can take a look at it and say that he wasn't somebody that the Browns, assuming we're just about everybody else is going to take him, probably really had on their board, but also probably had a round grade on him that was much higher than the fifth, and they looked around and said, all right, that's just too far. It's just gone too far. We have to put a stop to it. We have to put the brakes on it, and that's going to be right now. It's when you trade up and go to get him in the fifth. But, again, I want to know what you guys think, and you can jump in at 216-474-0092. Just like Eddie and Westlake. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What do you got?
Hey, so, you know, basically, you know, this whole, the whole competition between, you know, the quarterbacks, I believe it's just going to take care of itself. So, So the thing about the competition is, you know, the Dylan, you know, in my opinion, Andrew Berry had a great draft. Okay, that Dylan Gabriel pick, it is puzzling, but the reason why it's going to take care of itself is because over the last 20 to 25 years in the National Football League, there have been like two quarterbacks that have been elite. You know, that were under 6 foot. In my opinion, it's Drew Brees and it's Russell Wilson. And so, typically, what happens with 6 foot quarterbacks that are under 6 foot, because they don't have an elite quality. With Drew Brees, his elite quality was his accuracy, but it was like pinpoint accuracy. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Typically, and with Russell Wilson, it was his accuracy, but it also his ability to extend play. Dylan Gabriel has none of that. So that equals, to me, backup quarterback. Now, Dylan Gabriel might play 10 years in the league. There's all kind of documented cases. Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, Colt McCoy. I mean, you know, even to a lesser extent, you know, if you get the right environment, Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker Mayfield is a little different because he's 6 foot but can make all the throws. But there's times he can't see over the line and all that. But, you know, and you could put him in the shotgun like Tampa did. He went from the toughest conference in the National Football League to the easiest, and he's able to play in the shotgun. What he couldn't do under Stefanski, this kid plays in the shotgun too. So he's going to have to learn how to play under center, which that's a negative. And he's 6 foot, so he's not going to be able to see. It's going to take care of itself. It's going because he don't have any elite quality. All the stuff he was doing in college, he's not going to be able to do none of that in the National Football League. So it's like it's going. As far as Shedeur Sanders is concerned, he already beat this kid out. I mean, in my opinion, I mean, he has to put in the work and do all that. But Dylan Gabriel is going to show his wart immediately because of his stature. It's just what happens in the National Football League. That's why you don't see a lot of them drafted. You especially don't see them drafted, you know, in the top 100 picks.
Yeah, and Eddie, I think that obviously I agree to a point, and I appreciate the call. I think that. Like, I don't love Gabriel being 5'11", but the difference with a lot of the guys that you see sort of is that sub-6-foot type of build who have success, as you mentioned, they have to have an elite trait, right? Drew Brees is pinpoint accurate. You mentioned Russ had ability to move outside the pocket and also had a really good feel for the deep ball and being able to lob it up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The place where he let his receivers go get it. You can even look right now, like Bryce Young, not great. Okay, like he took a big step forward last year, but it shows. You're 5'10". Kyler Murray, I don't think is anywhere near elite, but he's a starting caliber quarterback. Why? Because he can make plays with his legs, and he's 5'10". Dylan Gabriel's around that 5'10", 5'11 mark, and you're right. I don't think there is elite quality, but I think that the Browns know that, and it's okay that there's not an elite quality. Because I think that they look at him and go, okay, well, we'll just have Kevin basically train him to be the don't make wrong decisions, which he's already really good at. Didn't throw a ton of picks in college. But don't make wrong decisions. Be an accurate guy and put the ball where it needs to be if you're called on. But I think that's all it is. It's just, sure, you can be a really good backup and fit in a system just like this, in a West Coast-style system where you go and this is the place you thrive. But that's sort of where the road ends. Again, I feel like Shador is so much more for them of like a dart throw. Of just taking an absolute risk. They're playing the lottery. They're saying, well, you know, the odds that we win this one feel pretty low. But I'll be damned if I don't play the $1 ticket for the chance to win $25 million. Because what's the point? Why not? I'll throw the dollar at it. And that was the fifth round pick. As you heard Shador say, the phone call that he got from the Browns was basically the, all right, well, there's your $1 lottery ticket. We went through everybody else. We went through our means of making money. And let's see if we can hit a jackpot here. And I don't think that's a terrible way to look at it. It's not a terrible way to draft, but it has to have, for me, Shador over Dylan Gabriel. And I'm not throwing it another way. Like, I think you just have to keep it with that exact sort of stature and mindset. Sure, if Dylan Gabriel did something where he came out and looked like Drew Brees and he thought he showed something, he could jump him. But coming into camp, you have to view Shador as a type of quarterback that is going to go out there and going to compete for the starting job. And ultimately, I think somebody that you draft and want to at least give a chance to see under center. Did everybody else make the mistake? Were we sort of the laser eyes Andrew Berry meme at this point and going through and what needed to happen? Or were we just a team who, you know, took a risk and it fell short and we were all right with that, knowing we had already gotten our guys? I just think that's something you need to probably see in 2025 before you go out and evaluate, do we need a quarterback in 2026? Go back to the phones. Jackson's in Lyndhurst. What's going on, Jackson?
You kind of just brought up exactly what I was gonna ask you about. I think this year is really just about seeing what we have in these younger guys, and you can include Kenny Pickett in that conversation if you want. I don't know about that. But at that point, what value does Joe Flacco have on this team or in this quarterback room beyond just a veteran presence? Because I don't want to see him on the field. I'd rather put the young guys out to see if what we have in the younger guys if we hit the lottery and found our franchise quarterback.
Yeah, and that's kind of the question that needs to be asked, Jackson. I appreciate the call. It's kind of what we're all looking at, I think, and asking the question of what's the point of having Joe here other than the feel-good Browns fans want to have him back story, and other than You step in and you look at the quarterback, he's going to be the most competent. He's going to be the ones that wins you the most games. I don't think that the Browns are much in the business of, you know, trying to win a ton of games in 2025. I think the draft showed you that. I think the way that they've approached the quarterback position has shown you that. Starting Joe, for me, if you're going to go out and start him, it's essentially an ode to the fans. All right, well, you didn't get to see him last year because we decided not to go. Here's your quick little run at him. The wheels will fall off. We won't be a playoff team. And if somehow we are, well, pat on the back to us. If he takes us there, well, then he's back. And we'll just keep riding this thing like we actually have a chance. But in all actuality, it's going to be much more go and take a look and see what Joe brings you and sort of just use him as a buffer in the beginning of the season. Go in, use him as the, all right, well, we need to get through the first five or six games here, and if everybody else needs to get their feet under them, whether that's Kenny or whether that's the two rookies, we need to see them develop a little bit more, and they're not just quite ready. I think that's the role that Joe serves, that and being a mentor to younger quarterbacks. But that's the thing. There's just no guarantee right now that you look at this quarterback room and Joe's even there. You're still trying to figure out who's going to be in the room, let alone what purpose they serve. But Joe is definitely the interesting one. I think I'm to a point where I think you almost have to start the season with Joe Flacco. I don't know if what you've done, if getting Shador was enough to get people sort of off the train and off the hype of having Joe around. And maybe it was. But I don't know that it quite lives to that. But if it does, you still get to see if it was a flash in the pan or Joe can really bring something. I just don't think you're going to get a quarterback opportunity. I don't think that, or excuse me, a playoff opportunity with that quarterback. And he is. He's a 40-year-old guy. He's basically keeping the seat warm for, do we have potential in one of the guys we brought in? And I think you owe it to take that chance. You don't go anywhere in the National Football League without actually having the quarterback position figured out. You do have to actually try and get something done there. Right? For the long term, you have to find your answer, whether it's Shador, whether it's Kenny Pickett, or whether or not you finish the season and go, well, it was nobody in this room, scrap it and start again. I think that the quest for a quarterback has to be on. You have to be looking at it as, we got to find the guy. And maybe we start things off, see if we can catch a couple of wins, see if we can get the momentum riding high on the season, and basically wait for this thing to go down into the dumps and end up, you know, where you don't have your best quarterback. And then bring it around full circle. Bring it around and try to see if Shador's the guy, if Kenny's the guy. But let Joe run his course and then get the young guys involved. I think that's probably the safest way to play it that keeps the most people happy. We'll just have to see if the Browns are in the business of keeping people happy. All right, let's leave that there. Coming back here in 5 minutes, we're going to talk to Spencer Davies, Cleveland Cavaliers on SI. A Cavs-Pacers preview. Just what does it look like? You'll find out in about 5 minutes here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.